The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
It's morning in the CBD. A house without books is like a room without windows. A window of opportunity for me usually involves a rock. It's not food if it arrived through the window of your car. It's Fresh Start Wednesday with your host, Michael Bortnick.
The windows of the world are covered with rain. Where is the sunshine we once knew? Everybody knows when little children play, they need a sunny day to grow straight and tall. Let the sun shine through. The windows of the world are covered with rain. When will those black skies turn to blue? Everybody knows. When boys grow into men, they start to wonder when their country will call. Let the sun shine through. The windows of the world are covered with rain. What is the whole world coming to? Everybody knows when men cannot be friends, their quarrel often ends, and some have to die. Let the sun shine through. The windows of the world are covered with rain. There must be something we can do. Everybody knows whenever rain appears, it's really angel tears. How long must they cry? Let the sun shine through.
All right. Hey, good morning and welcome finally to Fresh Start Wednesday right here on Fresh FM. We are live again from the studio after an extended time off. I'm your host, Michael Bortnick, but today I'm your window washer, a window licker. I might be a double pane, just like Microsoft Windows. Yeah, the theme for today is Windows, and this is Windows Level 2. Level 2. We opened with Windows of the World, and that's Burt Bacharach wrote that in 1965 as a protest song lamenting the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, but it can still ring true today. With me in the studio today is my favorite example of window dressing, Grace. Are you there?
Good day.
Oh, good. Am I okay? I don't know if I like the way this microphone sounds. Does it sound okay to you?
It sounds fine to me.
Well, you know, it's my. I think I had an ear problem.
If anyone's listening out there and it doesn't sound fine, call and let us know.
Yeah, they'll call. Yeah, we never get a call. Anyway, so lockdown was pretty. We got through that. The last show we did was just before we went on lockdown. That was about a year and a half ago. How long has that been?
2 months.
Yeah, 2 months ago we were here. It's good to be back. I mean, it's good to be back doing this. But I don't like the way my mic sounds. What's wrong with me? Okay, I guess that's just me. Let me see. What are we going to talk about? Talk about the what was the best thing that happened during your lockdown? What did you like the best about it?
The weather, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. It was not that different from our everyday lives, I must say, except for, you know, can't hang out with your buddies and...
Yeah, we can't go out.
Little freedoms.
Yeah, you could do a lot of home cooking. You cooked a million meals. I appreciate that. I think I made some spaghetti once.
I think you did once. That's your specialty.
Yeah, I'm good at making spaghetti. Jesus. Winter is still coming, even though the weather has been so great.
Coming.
We know it's coming. Winter's coming. And since we're talking about windows, you know, I think people should know a little bit about those. You know, you get the double pane on your windows. What do they call it? Glazing or something like
double
that?
Double glazed.
Double glazed windows.
Right.
Which I think in this country, for some reason, when they built houses, they forgot to put the extra double painting windows on. So a lot of older houses are cold. And I think ours was, we put those on there a couple of years back. And what a difference.
Big difference.
I have some facts about these double paned windows.
All right.
25% of the average household's energy bill. 25% is due to leaky or faulty windows.
I believe it.
Leaky windows.
Well, okay. I woke up one morning before double pane, and there was frost on the inside of our window.
Well, you know, you chip it away, and then you...
Whoa.
Yeah, I think people put heavy curtains, but I think that, what else we got here? You can reduce your electric bill by 15% by installing double pane glass.
All right.
I think it's probably true. I think we did that. You can also, if you put sunscreens on your windows, that helps keep out, that'll keep your energy bills saved, I think, here. I don't know. Did you ever break a window?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
On purpose or by mistake?
No, as a kid, chasing my brother through the house and a screen door that had glass in one part, screen in the other.
Yeah.
And he ran out and I went to push the door open and... My hand went right through the window and slashed it.
You didn't break. You didn't cut yourself.
I had a few cuts.
Ooh, look at you! Look at you! Mm. Well, you know, I wrote a story. I did a lot of writing. I wrote a story once about a broken window. Mm. It's saved in my drafts. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Did you ever? You ever steam up a window? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Mm. I think we probably in the old days. Now it'd be tough, but. Steaming up a window. Here's a song. We're going to play a song. This is from Tina Turner, and I think this will work. This is called Steamy Windows. I hope. Let's see.
System gone overload. New Zealand on air, supporting Fresh FM.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoops. I think I got a whoops here. Hold on a second. Let me go. That's okay. We haven't been here in a long time, so, you know, we got to be, you know, it wasn't me. It was somebody else did this. Okay, I got the story now. Somebody was just, let's try this again. This is going to be Grace Slick, I think, if we can get this to go. Let's just try this. There we go. Finally, was Grace Slick from her 1984 album Software. And look, it's not me. You know, we share this studio with who knows who. And you never know who's in here before you. And so, they change all the settings, and you never know. So I think I got it all back to where we want it to be.
Well, was a couple of lively tunes for so early in the morning.
Oh, really? Well, I'm sorry.
No, I like them. But
I don't know.
We usually don't start so lively.
Well, you never know how we're going to go here. It's just it's whatever fits, you know. And anyway, I'm Michael Bortnick with Grace. That was Grace Slick. This is not Grace Slick. This is my Grace, our Grace. And what is it? It's 23 minutes after 7 already? Already? Mm-hmm. Look at how fast that is. We just started. And what day is it? I don't even know. I never know. I lost track of the
Wednesday.
Day.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, it's Wednesday. Oh, that's right. Of course, it's Wednesday. It's Fresh Start Wednesday.
The 20th? You know, 20th? Geez,
I don't 21st, know. Oh, shoot. Maybe. I don't know. Let's say 20th. It doesn't matter. It was so funny because you never knew what day it was there for a while.
Nope. The only way I knew what day it was to look at my my weekly pill box with all my supplements.
Well, there you go. It works. It's like a calendar.
Right.
Anyway, well, we're finally on level two, and we'll be able mm-hmm. to open the doors and open the windows. You know, there's a lot of songs called Open Your Window, and it's amazing. Anyway, we've dug through them. We're gonna play a few now. The first is from Harry Nilsson, followed by Steve Earle. So with a little luck, let's just try this Harry Nilsson one. Open Your Window.
Open your window and take a deep sigh. Think about letting the rest of the world go fly. A kite taking it easy is easy as pie. And holding your hand is such a natural high. I send flowers, we spend hours. Do 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 do. We spent hours, I sent flowers. We could be happy alone in a tent. Think of the money we'd save. Such a natural
Thank you. hard and you find. There's a song that the angels know, ringing true every time. If you open your window, let the music inside.
All right, Steve Earle, open your window. Steve Earle, you know him?
No.
Yeah, he's sounds like that. I kind of like him.
Where's he from?
I don't. Okay. He sounds like a Southern boy. Does he? American Southern boy, you know? I don't know. Anyway, you know, we usually do real fake news, but yep. It's amazing that all the only news is the virus.
There is no other news.
So you got to find a window story about the virus. It's not that easy, but our crack staff does not give up, and they found one story. On the real fake news for you want to just take that one story?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right.
Good.
Here we go. Bucket list. An Ohio man, unable to visit his mother's nursing home due to corona lockdown, used a tree trimming bucket truck to visit her on the third floor window. Charlie Adams, owner of Adams Tree Preservation in Youngstown, said he wanted to visit his mother, Julie, who is 80, at Windsor Estates Assisted. But the facility is on lockdown due to COVID-19 pandemic, with no visitors allowed and no residents allowed to leave. So Adams said he received permission from the home to bring his tree-trimming bucket truck to the building, lift himself up to his mother's third-floor window. I pulled up the truck, set up the bucket, and I called her on the phone. And I said, Mom, look outside. Look outside your window right now. And there I was. Unfortunately, Mom couldn't visit with her son because she was too busy binge-watching Tiger King.
How about that Tiger King, right? He sure got us through Netflix. Yeah.
We watched it all.
Oh, man. I want to go back and finish up things here. And we got to do this radio show.
They're going to make the movie, you know.
Okay. We're Not Alone is a song written by Boz Scaggs, which became a 1977 top 10 hit for Rita Coolidge. But we found another cover from somebody called Jackie Hamilton. Jackie Hamilton, maybe. Okay. I don't know how she pronounces it. So this is We're Not Alone, and the lyrics still kind of fit today. So let's see if we can put that one on there.
Outside the rain begins, and it may never end. So cry no more on a shore, a dream will take us out to sea. Forevermore, forevermore. So close your eyes a me, and you can be with me. Neath the waves, through the caves of ours, all's forgotten now. We're all alone, we're all once a story's told, it can't help but grow old. Roses do, lovers too, so cast your seasons to the wind. And hold me dear, oh, hold me dear. To bother now.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui. Fresh FM.
Wish I knew what he's thinking. Outside my window I see a couple kissing, hugging and loving. Man, that's just what I've been missing these days. When everything is crazy, some things are never ever changing. You still need stars when you're wishing at night, a best friend to set you right, a good laugh, a warm bath, and a beautiful song you can sing.
Everyone's free to express opinion on Fresh FM. The opinions and beliefs expressed by our announcers and program makers are not necessarily the opinions or beliefs of Fresh FM, your community access radio station. If you want to share your beliefs and opinions, you can join us on air by making your own program. More details through our website, freshfm.net.
Kia ora tātou e te whānau, no mai haere mai ki Radio Rārua. Nā kōrero o Ngāti Rārua.
Ngāti Rārua.
We invite all whānau to connect every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, 9:30 a.m, 9:30 p.m. for stories and pānui from Te Tau Ihu and beyond. Whakarongo mai!
Ngāti Rārua, whakarongo mai.
Out your window, What do you see? You can make it what you want it to be. It can be a highway, or it can be a dirt road. Make up your mind which way you're gonna go. You can wear a white hat, be someone to do that. Or you can wear a black hat and be a real bad cat, a villain or hero, a tumbleweed the wind. That you're gonna ride, and every day cross invisible lines. May you have the freedom that's given to you. Be one of many, all the chosen few. You can wear a white hat, be someone to look at. Or you can wear the black hat and be a real bad cat, a villain or hero. Look out, look out, look out, look out, look out, look out, look out your window.
Listen online anytime, freshfm.net.
A train or plane to ride. Go ahead and do it all by yourself. You don't need to go ahead with no one else. Just like the fishes in the deep blue sea, they don't ever worry how it's gonna be. Keep on swimming, just try to stay afloat. You don't wanna drown, wait on your lifeboat. Stop feeling so blue. You got to pick yourself up and go outside. Don't stay in here, try to hide. There ain't nobody but yourself to blame. Why you just keep on with this losing game? If you don't go ahead and find your own happiness, you're gonna be stuck here in your own nest. Thank you.
pick yourself up and go outside. Don't stay in here, try to hide. Look out your window, take a walk outside. Go catch a bus, a train, a plane to ride. Go ahead and do it all by yourself. You don't need to go ahead with no one else. Oh man, you got to tell me just what you're so afraid of. Something gonna crash down on you from above. Stand up tall, you got to stand up and be proud. You got to stand up tall and shout it out loud.
Nathan James, Look Out Your Window. Ah, yes, and I'm Michael Bortnick, sitting in a little tiny box with Grace. Are you on? Are you on?
Oh, there you go. There
anyway,
we go.
And it's, what is it? Almost quarter to eight.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
And
we're back.
Weather. You know what the weather is? Yeah, I don't. I know we didn't look at it,
it's
but what do you?
It's looking pretty good.
Tell me the weather for the next couple of days.
Mostly fine.
It's been great.
Sunny,
really, it's
warm.
Been just perfect. You know, perfect. And I suppose eventually we're going to get cold and rain, but I don't know. It's been pretty good, right?
Awesome.
All right. You know, there's usually fun facts for about everything. So there's some fun facts about windows. You got those?
Me?
Yeah, you. You got
them? Sure.
Oh, good girl.
Alrighty. The Latin word for window is fenestra and can be translated as hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
The Empire State Building is 102 stories high and has 6,500 windows. Considered the tallest building in the world, the Burj Khalifa in Dubai houses an amazing 34,348 windows.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
And it takes window cleaners an average of about 1 month to clean the entire Hearst Tower in New York City from top to bottom.
Wow, that's a window. It's all glass. It's a building that's all glass. You know, I used to be a window cleaner. you didn't know that about me.
I got
fired because I sometimes like to drink that soapy water.
Ooh, who told you that was good for you?
You know, I'll tell you who told me that was good. The bleached peach. President Tweedy, the toxic narcissist, told me that. I could go on, but back to window cleaning. You know, Van Morrison, we all like him. He has a biographically based song from 1982. It's kind of a cheerful look back at a carefree time in his life when he was still a part-time musician playing saxophone on weekends. And he was a window cleaner. And so this is a song about, it's called Cleaning Windows, and it's a song about his old job when he was a young man. So.
Okay.
The bakery from across the street got in my nose. Yeah, we carried our letters down the street with the wrought iron gate rose. I went home and listened to Jimmy Rogers in my lunch break. Woodbine at the shop on the corner and went straight back to work. Oh, Sam was up on top and I was on the bottom with the V. We went for lemonade and Paris buns at the shop and broke for tea. Gotcha. From the lady, and I cleaned the fan light inside out. I was blowing saxophone on the weekend in a down joint. What's my line? I'll have to be cleaning windows.
my time. I'll see you when my love grows. Baby, don't let slide. I'm a working man in my prime, cleaning windows.
Number 36. I'm a rolling stone. I went home and read my Christmas Humphrey's book on Zen. Curiosity killed the cat. Kerouac storm of bumps and on the road. What's my life? What's my life? I'm perfectly cleaning windows. Will I take my time? I'll see you when my love grows. Don't let it slide. I'm a working man in my prime, cleaning windows. All right. Number 126. I will be right tomorrow. I just burned a counter a street deep in the windowsill here. Come on, Sammy, hurry up.
New Zealand on air, supporting Fresh FM.
Honest Bob, for a nosy parker it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you can see what I can see when I'm cleaning windows. Honeymooning couples too, you should see them bill and coo. You'd be surprised at things they do when I'm cleaning windows. In my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. The blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine when I'm cleaning windows. The chambermaid, sweet names I call. It's a wonder I don't fall. My mind's not on my work at all when I'm cleaning windows. I know a fella such a swell. He has a thirst that's plain to tell. I've seen him drink his bath as well when I'm cleaning windows. Oh, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Pajamas lying side by side, ladies' nighties I have spied. I've often seen what goes inside when I'm cleaning windows. there's a famous talky queen. She looks a flapper on the screen. She's more like 80 than 18. When I'm cleaning windows, she pulls her hair all down behind, then pulls down her never mind, and after that pulls down the blind. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. An old maid walks around the floor, she's so fed up, one day I'm sure she'll drag me in and lock the door. When I'm cleaning windows. When I'm cleaning windows.
Right. Now that was George Formby from 1936, called When I'm Cleaning Windows. Because the song's lyrics were so racy for the time, it was banned by the BBC from being played on the radio. And later on, he made a part two when he saw more things than when he was cleaning windows, by the way. Oh, and one of our staff, our chief staff member, Maggie, tells us the best way to clean windows is you put some vinegar in water, wash the windows with that, and then you wipe them with newspaper. That's the old,
all right.
Yeah, supposedly. So I'm going to try that.
Certainly use
our windows are a mess. I know. I cleaned them during the lockdown. The streaks all over.
You've got everything you need now.
Okay. All righty. Hey, you know, it's getting to be time to talk to Bob. So we've got something from his biograph from 1965. I think maybe it's about him trying to coax a woman friend away from Andy Warhol. But you never know with Bob. So anyway, it's called Won't You Please Crawl Out Your Window?
He sits in your room, his tomb, with his fist full of tacks. Preoccupied with his vengeance, cursing the dead that can't answer him back. You know that he has no intentions of looking your way, unless it's to say he needs you to test his inventions. Tries to peel the moon and expose it with his business-like anger and his bloodhounds that kneel. If he needs a third eye, he just grows it. He just needs you to talk or to pick up his chalk or remember where he throws it. Frightened of the box where you keep him, while his genocide fools and his friends rearrange their religion.
kitchen of little tin women to back up their views, but your face is so bruised. Come out, the dark is beginning.
Listen online anytime, freshfm.net.
Scanning through the bathroom window, get to buy a silver spoon. But now she sucks the fun and wonders how the banks over on the moon.
Thank you, Joe Cocker, covering the Beatles song. In theater, they say if an actor enters through the door, you've got nothing. But if he enters through the window, you've got a situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, think about that. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about that song.
Okay, well, McCartney said the song was inspired by dedicated fans who hung around outside the Abbey Road studio and the individual homes of the Beatles as well. He called them Apple Scruffs. One of them, Diane Ashley, broke into McCartney's home and said, "We were bored. He was out, and so we decided to pay him a visit. We found a ladder in his garden, stuck it up to the bathroom window, which he had left slightly open, and I was the one who climbed up and got in. She then opened the front door to let the others in, and the Scruffs stole a number of photographs in addition to Paul's clothes." So that's how the song came to be.
Huh. So that's a... she came in through the back. Because it's the silliest the title for a song, but that's it was from a true story. Oh, music. Oh, let's see. What do we got here? 8:04. We're in the second hour, so we want to say welcome to the second hour of Fresh Start Wednesday.
Yes.
What do we got here? We talked about the weather. It's a beautiful. It's going to be just nice. We're lucky in that. And we are talking about windows today. And You know, anything we could say about windows? We have how many windows do you think we have in our house? You know, you ever count them?
No,
I don't either. I know, but there's
quite a few.
A proper
the whole
amount.
Front of the house.
Yeah, the whole front. So you got a nice view out the window. Mm. I can't imagine. You know, sometimes you have a view. You look out, you see a brick wall or something. That would be impossible to live if you didn't have a bit of a view. You know, so. Okay, what do we got here? I know you probably have more fun facts about windows. You just do so great with these. I don't know. What do you got for us? What else you got?
Alrighty. Before glass, windows were commonly made of paper, cloth, or an animal hide, thin slices of marble.
Really? Okay. I guess light might come through How do you slice marble that thin? Okay, well, I don't know.
The first known glass windows were likely produced about 100 AD by the Egyptians. These windows were extremely thick and almost impossible to see out of.
That's good.
But again, they let in light, right?
Yeah.
In the late 1600s, glass windows were considered a luxury, and only the wealthiest had windows. They were prized, they were so prized, aristocrats who were away for months visiting other estates would have their windows taken down and stored in their absence.
Wow, imagine
so they
that.
Get stolen.
Please imagine that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, glass windows only became common in homes in the early 17th century. And the average home has about 8 windows now. The White House boasts 147 windows. I thought there'd be more, really.
Yeah, that's good, too. Okay. Well, this is, you know, Sean Colvin. We
sure.
like Sean Colvin.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is a cover or this is her own song. It's called Window to the World. And Sean Colvin, I think you'll recognize this song, I think. If we can get it out there. Is that there?
Flickers with a pale glow, and all the shadows that come and go. Sometimes I can hear them laugh and cry. In my lonely room with a view, I can't sleep and so I think of you, and watch the world as it passes by. I can't close my eyes.
Close my eyes. Fresh FM.
A broken promise I kept too long, a greasy shade and a curtain drawn, a broken glass and a heart gone wrong. That's my window on the world. A cup of coffee in a shaky hand, waking up in a foreign land, trying to act like I got something planned. That's my window on the world. That's my window on the world. Could you stand a little closer, girl? Don't let mama cut those curls. That's my window on the world. Daylight, that circus tent pulled up stakes, I don't know where it went. Closed dark room with a busted vent. That's my window on the world. I think about you when I'm counting sheep. I think about you then I can't sleep. I think the ocean is just so deep. That's my window on the world. That's my window on the world. Could you stand a little closer, girl? The Queen of Sheba meets the Duke of Earl. That's my window on the world. Man, they played the blues. I guess they were only passing through. That's my window on the world. That's my window on the world. Could you stand a little closer, girl? Don't let mama cut those curls. That's my window on. That's my window on the world. Could you stand a little closer, girl? The Queen of Sheba meets the Duke of Earl. That's my window on the
Hi, I'm Will. Tune into my show From Rags to Riffs and learn about the history of popular music genres. I'll be covering a different genre every episode, going through its origins and peak period, as well as taking a look at any successor artists who have carried on the style. I'll also be playing a selection of songs from key artists who helped to define the genre, so stay tuned for some awesome music. Listen to me live Saturday night at 8, with a replay Thursday morning at 2. From Rags to Riffs, only on Fresh FM.
On Sunday morning at 10, John Baylis brings you Jesus Christ's message of God's love for humanity on the Gospel Miracle Show. John and Pam Baylis sponsor this half hour, overflowing with Christian messages, prayer, compassion, song, and love. The Gospel Miracle Show with John Baylis, Sunday mornings at 10 on Fresh FM.
Just to listen to your breath,
said I would stand inside my hell and hold the hand of death. You don't know how far I'd go to ease this precious ache. And you don't know how much I feel or how much I can take. Just to reach you, just to reach you. Afford to sleep, giving away promises I know that I can't keep. Nothing fills the blackness that has seeped into my chest. I need you in my blood, I am forsaking all the rest. Just to reach you, just to reach you. Oh, I'll reach you.
New Zealand On Air, supporting Fresh FM.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishes. He can take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window?
doggies for sale.
Well, all right. You know, you remember that song?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Well, that was from the 1950s, so I don't know. But okay. I remember that song so well. It was so cute. You know, not a lot of deep, thoughtful lyrics
silly
in those days, you know. But speaking of dogs, though, I guess since this we had this lockdown, dogs have had the best time of them all, I think.
Well, apparently you can't adopt one in the States.
Can't
anywhere.
Get a dog. There's it's all the dogs are all the dogs are gone. They've used them all up.
Some people are trying to give them back now, though they say since lockdown.
we're done with the dog.
Yeah, it's true.
But you see so many people walking their dogs several times a day, you know. If you're a dog, it's like, oh man, I'm getting taken care of all the time, right? Wouldn't that be cool to be a dog?
Sure.
We don't have a dog, and I'm still thinking, you know, I saw a lot of people walking some really good-looking dogs, I would think.
There's some cuties out there. I don't know
how to take care of it. I'd probably kill them in a week. I wouldn't feed them or something. I'd give them a lot of petting. I like petting a dog. I don't know. Well, never. I don't think we're going to have a dog, are we?
Doubt it.
If I was no longer on the surface of the earth, would you get a dog?
I doubt it.
No, okay. A fishbowl cat, anything like that?
Nope.
Okay, anyway. Well, let's talk about window shopping. You know how hard it is, by the way, to get music and I don't know. I came up with this theme before we went on lockdown, and then it seemed it would have been okay, but I don't know. Anyway, it's tough to find things, but we have window shopping, and window shopping. Tell me about that.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead. You. Well, who else is here? I don't know. Yeah, you can help me. Talk to me about window. All right. You're a window shopper, aren't you?
Oh, much more than that. Okay. Window shopping is when a consumer browses through a store's merchandise as a form of leisure or without an intent to buy. The development of window shopping as a form of recreation goes way back to the 17th century when storefront windows became a feature of the grand shopping arcades that spread across Europe. Promenading in these arcades became a popular pastime for the emerging middle class. Women enjoyed window shopping because it was synonymous with being in the city and, moreover, offered women a legitimate reason to be able to move around in public without a chaperone. And let's see, what's next? Oh, that's probably your line.
Well,
there.
Maybe is that me? Okay. All right. Well, you could have said that. Okay, here. I'm sorry ahead of time about this, but I went window shopping yesterday, and I bought 4 windows. Okay. Wait. Does that make it any funnier?
That was really. Awful.
I'm really sorry about that. Here's Hank Williams.
Shopping, just window shopping. You're only looking around. You're not buying, you're just trying to find the best deal in town. You give away your kisses, but you never give your heart to anyone who's fool enough to fall. You don't feel love, you don't want real love. You're window shopping, that's all. Give away your
kisses, but you never give your heart to anyone who's fool enough to fall. You don't feel love, you don't want real love. You're window shopping, that's all.
Loaded, next day I'm broke. Spend all my money on whiskey and coke. Riding high till the rock hit the spoke. It's like window shopping for blinds.
Spend all my money on the sunbed tan. Spoke the best that a young girl can. Ended up with a blind drunk man. It's like blinds.
It's like the heartbreak hotel with a heartbreak but nowhere to stay. The doors are shut out, the neon lights faded to gray. You say I drink too much, to me, well, that's just profound. How do you know you can't swim until you have drowned? There's always a drop in the bottle, lady. Always a sip of the wine. The glass doesn't seem quite so empty when window shopping for blinds.
It's like a crashing field.
That's not true, they've a harvest a year. Save your tears for your evening meal. Your window shopping for blinds.
One day you're sober, next day you're not. One day you remembered, next day forgot. Spend all my money on cocaine and pot. It's like window shopping for blinds.
Covered in bruises from head to toe. No one to speak to and nowhere to go. A map of nowhere and nowhere I know. It's like window shopping for blinds.
It's like the heartbreak hotel with a heartbreak but nowhere to stay. The doors are shut out, the neon lights faded to gray. You say I drink too much, to me, well, that's just profound. How do you know you can't swim until you have drowned? Well, there's always a drop in the bottle, lady. Always a sip of the wine. The glass doesn't seem quite so empty when window's shopping for blinds.
What if my husband should come?
Well, tell me, what have you done? You cherished your vodka, you cherished your rum. Don't mind us, we're just licking our wounds in the sun.
Right, that's a couple called The Beautiful South, which we play them once in a while, window shopping for blinds. You know, I'm Michael Bortnick with Grace, and it's 8:31, almost 8:32. I once tried to commit suicide by jumping from a basement window. LSD, man, you know, you always jump out of windows, that's what they say. I don't even, okay, I shouldn't have said that, but I did.
Oh, geez.
All right, moving on. You know that Jimi Hendrix guy?
I know that
guy. You heard of him?
Love him.
You love him?
Loved him.
Well, okay. That's why we chose this song, because I think because you love Jimi Hendrix. Now, this is one of his most unusual songs. It's called Belly Button Window.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right there. What a silly title.
But what a concept, really.
Yeah. It's apparently, it's autobiographical, and it describes his unhappy childhood in a broken home. Which, did you know about that? Did he have a... Do you know much about his history?
Not really.
Anyway, this is a song as a way for Jimmy to ask his parents from his mother's womb whether or not they actually want him to be born.
Heavy.
Now, what a concept for a song.
Very
anyway,
heavy.
It's called Belly Button Window, Jimi Hendrix. And again, hard to find songs about windows. I'm down to this. So here we go. That's Let's try this one out.
Well, I'm up here in this womb. I'm looking all around. Well, I'm looking out my belly button window, and I see a whole lot of frowns. And I'm wondering if they don't want me around. What seems to be the fuss out there? Just what seems to be the hang? 'Cause you know if he just don't want me this time around, yeah, I'll be glad to go back to spirit land. And even take a longer rest before coming down the chute again. Man, I sure remember the last time, babe. They were still hugging about me then. So if you don't want me now, make up your mind, where or when. If you don't want me now, give or take, you only got 200 days. 'Cause I ain't coming down this way too much more again. You know they got pills for ills and thrills and even spills, but I think you're just a little too late. So I'm coming down into this world, Daddy, regardless of love and hate. And I'm gonna sit up in your bed, Mama, and just a grin right in your face. And then I'm gonna eat up all your chocolates and say, I hope I'm not too late. So if there's any questions, make up your mind, 'cause you better give or take. Questions in your mind, get if you take. You only got 200 days. Living in this moon, looking all around. Sure's dark in here, and I'm looking out my belly button window, and I swear I see nothing but a lot of frowns. And I'm wondering if they want me around.
Fresh FM.
Kids like me and you.
time we are naughty, their teardrops are the rain. But when we're good, they are smiling, and they shine again. My mom says stars are the windows of heaven, where angels peep through. Drops are the rain, but when we're good, they are smiling, and they shine again. My mom says stars are the windows of heaven, where angels peep through.
Fresh FM would like to acknowledge the following funders: New Zealand On Air, Rata Foundation, Pub Charity, COGS, Lotteries Community Grants, Tasman District Council, the Peterman Loan Trust, the Trillion Trust. Without the support of these generous funders, Fresh FM would struggle to bring you quality community radio.
Is Rihanna dropping a new album?
Is Trump really getting impeached?
And is Mercury in retrograde?
These are secrets we'll always tell.
You know you love us. XOXO.
The Dinner Club. Live every Thursday at 5pm.
And replaying Sunday mornings at 2.
The Dinner Club. Only on Fresh FM.
Your rainbows in your sunbeams, I know a place where heaven breathes, and it's through her window, your baby girl's window. I know you're happy where you are, singing to the moon, talking to the star through her window, your baby girl's window. There's finger marks around her soul, but your laughter fills the hole. Your baby girl's window. When flowers bloom through her window, your baby girl's window.
Right, that was Robbie Williams.
Nice voice.
You know him?
I like him, yes.
Is he a British?
I believe so, I think so, too.
Anyway, that song was written for the comic actor Richard Beckinsale, who died of a heart attack at age 31, leaving his five-year-old daughter, who turned out to be the actress Kate Beckinsale, behind. He also had an older daughter, Samantha, who was Robbie's former girlfriend. Mm. So I think he knew the guy, and the guy died, and he wrote this little song, Baby Girl Window, which was probably Kate, I'm thinking, right?
Aw, sad.
Yeah. Mm. And it's 44 minutes past 8. The weather's looking good. We don't need a weatherman to tell you which way the wind blows. It's no wind. It's a beautiful sunny morning looking out the window here, right? Mm-hmm. It's probably warming up. It wasn't too cold this morning.
No.
All right, what do we got here? You must have some fun facts. I know. Give us those last bunch you got here.
Final facts. Buckingham Palace has approximately 760 windows.
760 windows, and Trump only had 147.
Oh,
but he's got more windows than Buckingham Palace. He'll tell you that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. In San Jose, California, the Winchester House. It's a mysterious and famous home once owned by the widow named Sarah Winchester. Creepily, the woman's favorite number was 13. And this number is denoted throughout the house, including many rooms housing 13 windows. At one point, homes in Amsterdam were taxed based on the number and size of windows on their facade.
Hmm.
The larger windows, the higher the taxes.
Really? You could pay that for the size of your windows?
That must have been a luxury, I guess.
One point in Amsterdam, I guess.
Yes.
Now, you know, here we like to, a lot of houses face north. You get those windows that face north.
Yes, that's what you want.
Is that because the sun comes from
Of course.
Oh,
yes.
I guess so.
Which we have all day.
We have north facing windows. Yeah,
that's what you want.
Nothing like it. Keeps everything warm and sunny. But I think in America, because it's flipped around the other way, I think they want the windows to face south, possibly. I'm not 100% sure. And if we go to our boy Willie Nelson, who, God, I love Willie. He's got a son, Lucas, it's an old song. I think Willie, I don't think he wrote it, but it's an old song. Him and his boy Lucas are singing it, and it's called My Window Faces South.
All right. My window faces south. I'm almost halfway to heaven. Snow is falling. Still I can see fields of cotton calling to me. My window faces south. Though I am far from Swanee, I'm never frowning or down in the mouth. My window faces south. Frowning or down in the mouth. My window faces south. says the sound.
New Zealand On Air, supporting Fresh FM.
The car's hissed by my window like the waves down on the beach. Cars hiss by my window like the waves down on the beach. I got this girl beside me, but she's out of reach. Headlight through my window, shining on the wall. Headlight through my window, shining on the wall. Can't hear my baby, though I call.
Right, that was The Doors, Jim Morrison.
Jim
Morrison.
Thinking, yeah, it sounds like Jim Morrison.
Cars Hiss by My Window is the name of that.
I've never heard it.
Oh yeah, I would put on a lot of these because I know you like The Doors and
great.
Hendrix and all that. So, okay, well, okay, what do we got? It's about 7 minutes to 8 to 9. And I think we want to talk about this for a quick minute before we leave. During the lockdown, we heard a lot of really goofy conspiracy theories.
Just flying everywhere.
About Bill Gates, the creator of Microsoft Windows. So we thought, well, Windows, we'll talk about Now, I still can't get my arms around this one, but supposedly, and you can clear me up if I'm making a mistake here, he's helping find a vaccine for the COVID-19. Is it? Are we there? Are we together so far? He's helping.
He's in there with
good
Fauci.
Thing.
Yes.
But his real goal is to vaccinate everyone, and in the needle, whatever in the vaccination, is a teeny little, tiny little implant that's going to allow him to monitor everyone on the planet.
That's the story.
So, you know, really? Everyone, everything is going to, a teeny little...
Yes, he is the evil genius.
How do you get that through a... You're a nurse. How do you get the little... through the hole?
What?
You know, how do you get a little implant through the...
I've never heard of that.
Bill's going to be figuring it out. He's smart. He'll figure out a way to do that. And that's not all. In Africa, he's going to use this vaccine. He's going to kill off millions of children to limit the world's population. Mm. Did you hear that one?
Heard it.
And worse,
that's been swirling for years, though.
And I think the worst thing of all, he's developing a new Windows operating system.
that's always
a serious problem, you know. I'll tell you what, in my day, conspiracy theories used to make a lot more sense. This one is so weak. People are all, oh, Bill Gates.
He's the boogeyman.
I can't. It was just really, come on. And you can't back it up with any facts or anything. Just like, oh. I think we got to just be. What are you doing with a conspiracy theory? There's quite a few here in town. We know a few.
Avoid them.
We avoid them.
Distance yourself.
Can you just say, shut up already? You know, they were even talking about Jacinda. There's some things. You know, it's like, just shut up. I'm sick of this. Anyway, okay, it's nearly time to go. We're going to come back in a fortnight. Hopefully, we'll be on level one and everything will be different.
Maybe.
So, thanks for listening out there, and thanks, Grace. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Bearing with this. Hope everyone stays safe. It's pretty easy to stay safe around here. We don't really have the virus too much here anymore. I think we pretty well. It could help the tourism, I think, but when people want to start coming in here, because this is the best place on earth,
I think. The Magic Kingdom.
So, what do we got? This is a sort of a nice song we're going to end with. It's called... I'll Keep a Light in My Window, Mylene Cruz.
Someone is friendless and cannot find their way, so I keep a light in my window. I wanna be there to help restore their faith, so I keep a light in my window, so I can ease the pain that life can bring. Help them find the peace that still red needs to happen. Chosen for a work to do to make a world of love for me and a helping hand, so I keep a light in my window. I want to be there to help my fellow man, so I keep a light in my window. Till love and mercy shines through the land, I will keep a light in my window, so I can be so happy that life can bring. Help them find the peace that needs a heaven, chosen for a work to do to make a world of love for me and you. Ease the pain that life can bring, help them find the peace.
words of love from me and you.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.